with Shannon so amazing. Stuff with Shannon so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
Being a good person is boring. It's usually either black or white. There's not a whole lot of gray area.
Yeah, you're not a gray person.
I'll admit it. I do have some very dark thoughts that probably should never come out of my mouth, but they do on occasion, and I don't mean to offend people. It just happens.
Well, I mean, I'm not Susie Sunshine either, but...
When I would pick my nose, they would go in my mouth.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Deontay, it's such a good thing that you are a mom. Because you give such good tips to moms and moms-to-be and people that live kind of your lifestyle.
I appreciate that.
Things that I don't have any business trying to offer people. So thank you.
You're welcome.
For giving that perspective.
Well, I hope it helps. I know that everybody does everything, you know, does things differently, but we're all in this together. And I think, you know, even if you don't do things exactly the same way, you can always take away something from whatever anybody else's advice is.
If you're looking for it. You're looking for something to take.
That's true.
I mean, you could just listen with deaf ears.
And blow it off.
Yeah, you could.
Well, you know, when you know everything.
Very true. Something I noticed the other day that you helped with too, I noticed that you donated on my ISR GoFundMe page.
So I did.
Thank you for that.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It.
You're welcome.
I have, the check has been written.
Oh.
I'm doing it. I'm
Good.
Doing it. Like, I'm all in. There's no way. I don't think that there's any way to get my money back now, at least not in full. So I'm studying the stuff. I'm making note cards. I've not even gotten through week one of training yet.
Uh-huh.
I'm in, like, the pre-training stuff.
Okay.
And I'm doing note cards. I've already done over 140 note cards.
Wow.
Trying to get this stuff down. Because I don't want to go in there with no idea what's going on. I want to kind of have some questions in mind when we start the classes. So I'm trying to do my best to interpret all the stuff that I'm taking in. And oh my gosh, it's a lot.
Oh man.
It is a lot, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it thanks to you and thanks to everybody who's helping out with that. It means so much to me. So thank you.
I know it does, and I'm really trying to spread the word and ask people to share the information, and it's so important. It's just so, so important.
It's baby steps.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to take them as long as people are willing to kind of support me through it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know I kind of feel like I'm begging at this point, but... You know, what are you going to do?
Beg for a good cause, man.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I think we might have talked about, I don't remember if we talked about this or not, but I want to do a car wash.
Oh.
And I want to have all walks of beautiful there in their bikinis.
Oh.
Washing people's cars. I really need to jump back on that and put it together. But then, you know, something that I am known for is loving free t-shirts.
Yes.
And I've kept way too many of them in the past 18 years. So... One idea that Sarah, my girlfriend, came up with was, why don't I sell or auction off my t-shirts?
Oh, you totally should. I love that idea.
So I have a couple bags of t-shirts and stuff that I've pulled from my closet and drawers and everything. And I think I'm going to put like a little story with each one. And then if somebody wants my sweat, then I'll run in place and wear it for a few minutes and get my sweat on it or whatever. But I'm going to post those and see if I can make some money off of t-shirts and stuff that
I love that idea. I love it.
That's a great idea.
It really is.
Yeah.
Because you have a gazillion t-shirts and from way back, I mean, talking like vintage stuff.
I have one from when I was probably 17 or 18. It was a softball shirt and the number on the back of it has holes in it, but I can't part with it. I'm trying to motivate myself to make this one of the shirts that I auction off because it's so sentimental to me.
Aw.
So I don't know. But I do have some cool stuff. Like I have a couple of vests that Kelly gave me for Christmas years back that
I am looking at you now wearing a Property of Kids t-shirt circa 1991.
Established in 1991.
Oh, okay.
So this will not be sold.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if I could... In good conscience, sell my kids stuff.
Oh,
but I have
but
so
Shannon,
many other ones.
You've got 8,000 of them.
I know. I have so many other t-shirts that I could probably make at least a couple bucks off of. So that's something that is going to be going up in the next few days. So look for that.
That's exciting.
Okay. So it's starting August 14th is when I start my training.
Okay.
For better or for worse.
You're going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to make this happen. I'm putting it out into the universe.
Yes. And something else that is going on is I feel like the hugest jerk on the planet over something that happened the week before my birthday.
What?
So apparently a while back, I wrote a blog about being a little bit bitter because my sister, Samantha, was born 4 years and 1 day after me.
I love that.
So that means that since I was 4 or 5 years old, we've always shared a birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that maybe I came across a little bit bitter or something in a blog that I wrote some time ago. And my older sister, Mandy, read that.
Uh-huh.
And so Mandy ran with it and planned a surprise party for me only.
Aww.
The week before my birthday. And in theory, I would love it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I did love it. It was great. Honestly, that is the first time that I've ever genuinely been surprised in my life.
Aww.
I've always figured it out before. But I wasn't even thinking about my birthday at that point.
Uh-huh.
I thought we were just going to go bowling or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walk into the place and I look to my left and there's, I didn't even recognize them because I wasn't looking for them. But there's my family and some friends all hanging out ready to celebrate my birthday. It was awesome.
Aww.
And then on the cake, it said, "Happy birthday only Shannon."
I love it.
And my sister Samantha, who I've always shared a birthday with, is the person who bought the happy birthday only Shannon cake for me. And you know, at that moment, I felt so horrible about any bitterness or negative feelings that I had about sharing a birthday with her. I will never complain about it again.
Aww.
I will never complain about it again. Does it make me a bad person?
It doesn't. It doesn't. My kids, Miles and Sydney, their birthdays are 2 years and 9 days apart.
Okay.
So when they were little, we did the shared birthday thing because they were 2 years apart. So they're 1 and 3 or 2 and 4 and 3 and 5. But then as they got older, Sydney was really the one who was adamant about not wanting to share her birthday. And, you know, and of course it's harder when you get older, mm-hmm. but then also because they're boy and girl.
Yeah.
You know, if they were both girls or both boys, then I could probably get away with. But even last year, I tried to get them to share their birthday at one place.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to rent out the skating rink.
Yeah.
And then we rent the whole place out. They can each have their separate parties. They can each have their own cake. They can each invite, you know, as many friends as they want to. She was not having it. So
she's a diva.
Yeah. So I don't think it makes you a bad person to want to have your own thing. Because I think even like if you have twins, as they get older, that, you know, your personalities are different. You start to have different interests. I don't think it makes you a bad person to want your own thing.
To want it, but to actually get it. I felt so bad.
Aww.
I still do. I feel so bad because even on my actual birthday, we had a birthday dinner mm-hmm. and it was mine. We didn't do anything for Samantha, I don't think. I think hers is coming up at some point. So I feel like my birthday has completely overshadowed her. So now I'm on the opposite end of my feelings. I feel like I'm a bipolar birthday person or something. I go from being, why don't I ever get my own birthday? And then I finally do get my own birthday and I feel horrible about it.
Well, you shouldn't feel horrible because Samantha texted me and invited me to your birthday party.
Uh-huh.
And I was really, really sick. So I wasn't able to come and I was really bummed about that because I was looking forward to it. But she was really excited about it.
Oh, she was?
She was.
Okay.
She was excited. She had already told me about the cake and she was very excited about planning it.
Okay,
so
good.
There weren't any feelings of, you know, we're having to do this or I'm having to be separate or no. She was genuinely excited about it.
That is relieving to hear because I felt so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
No, it was so bad.
It was so much fun because we went to a bowling arcade place. I really, really lost in our game. I lost to, I think, a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, and then I came in fourth. And the sad part is that I had Jake doing most of my bowling, and we use that little dinosaur tail where you just roll the ball down the tail, and it's going to go straight in whatever direction you push it.
Right.
We still lost really bad. And so I was the adult with bumpers who still managed to lose pathetically to a bunch of kids. And one of those kids, by the way, this is something I meant to get into earlier and I completely forgot to do it, but I guess they've been listening to my podcast, or our podcast.
Okay.
I say mine. It's ours. And apparently at some point I made a statement that children are monsters. Do you remember that? I mean, I think I probably said something to that degree, but I don't remember calling them monsters.
I don't remember it specifically, but kind of in my head, it's probably rolling around a little bit.
I mean, it's probably something I've said.
Probably.
So I shouldn't deny it. I should just own it.
Yeah.
And give the kid what he wants and say, not all children are monsters. Now, some children are pretty terrible.
That's true.
I will not lie. Some kids are horrible.
That's true.
But I will not continue to make the blanket statement that all children are terrorists.
Well, all children aren't across the board anything. I mean, even all children aren't cute, let's be honest.
No, they're not. Not at all.
So even no matter what the adjective is at the end of the sentence, of course it's not true that 100% all children are something.
In my mind, it usually is. It's usually either black or white. There's not a whole lot of gray area.
Yeah, you're not a gray person.
No, not at all. I wish that I was. I wish that I was a more optimistic person who sees the good in everything and everybody, but that's not me.
No, it's not.
I try. I try so hard. I tried to read the Four Agreements to try and make myself a better person, and I couldn't get through it. Being a good person is boring. You know, I like to do good things. I like to help people, but being Susie Sunshine? Come on.
Well, I mean, I'm not Susie Sunshine either, but...
You're not as negative as me?
No.
Okay. I'll admit it. I do have some very dark thoughts that probably should never come out of my mouth, but they do on occasion, and I don't mean to offend people. It just happens.
Like children are monsters?
At some point in their lives, every child is a monster.
Well,
okay?
At some point, but even adults are monsters at some point.
We're not talking about adults. We're talking about kids.
Oh, okay.
Okay, stick with the topic. Come on, don't derail me.
Stay on task.
Stay on task. So at some point in their lives, whether it's for 20 seconds or 20 years, every child is a monster.
That's true. However,
some children can have moments of being sweet and kind no matter what they're doing.
Well, for some of those children, it's just when they're asleep.
Oh, yeah. I would guess that you feel that way about at least one of your kids 45% of the time.
Oh, man. All the time.
All the time?
When they're sleeping, it's the best. They look so sweet and angelic, and you just want to snuggle and hold them, but you can't get too close because they might wake up.
But in their heads, they're dreaming about stabbing mommy or... putting your toothbrush in the toilet or horrible things that kids do.
Remember earlier when you talked about those dark thoughts that shouldn't come out of your mouth?
Well, that's what they do, isn't it?
I don't think my three-year-old is thinking about scrubbing the toilet with my toothbrush and then handing it back to me.
Okay, maybe he's not thinking about it, but he does. He does it. If you give him access to your toothbrush, I guarantee you it's probably going to end up in the toilet.
Our toothbrushes are in the same drawer. I need to not think about that.
Well, maybe you should. I'm just telling you. You know, I realized yesterday I was holding my nephew, 2.5, and he's got this thing where he needs his fingers in some crevice of his body.
Oh, yeah.
The whole day. And lately it's been chewing on his fingers. I think maybe he's cutting his 3-year molars or something.
Oh.
I'm not sure. But anyway, so he puts his fingers in his mouth. And then he'll come and he'll lick me. So the other day I was holding him. We were waiting for pizza or something. And I'm holding him and he just licks my cheek. And even though I have done nothing wrong and nothing inappropriate, I look around waiting for somebody to scold me or call me a predator or, you know, something completely inappropriate because my nephew just did that. Like I should be able to control his tongue action somehow on my own. It's out of control. It is out of control. I don't even want to know how many boogers that child has put on me or in my mouth in the past couple months.
I'm only laughing because Jude does the same thing, only he does it on purpose.
But you know what the difference is? And this is a little bit embarrassing. Like when I would pick my nose, they would go in my mouth. I didn't need to put them in somebody else's mouth. I would hide, pick my nose, eat the boogers and be done with it. Why can't they do that? Why does it have to be wiped on me?
Because grossing you out is the fun part of it.
I will never forget the one time I was hiding under the couch at my grandmother's house before. She passed away when I was probably 6 or 7. And I think we were cleaning out her house. And I was hiding under the couch, picking my nose, because I guess I thought that I needed to hide to do it. And I got in so much trouble. And I think that probably ended my nose picking habit at that point. But that used to be my favorite meal. I mean, I know it's disgusting.
Disgusting isn't even the right word. Oh, yuck.
But now, I would never do it now.
Oh, good to know.
That you know of. But that was my favorite thing to do when I was a kid. So I don't understand why the need to put your booger in my ear.
I don't know.
Why are kids the way that they are? I don't understand them.
I think you're right. They're monsters.
Thank you so much for agreeing with me. I feel like we can end this now that I've gotten you to that point.
You've been vindicated.
Thank you. If you want to tell us about your child monster, go to our Facebook page at The Stuff Podcast.
There you go.
We would love to hear about your monsters.
Yeah, I'd love to hear the stories. I can't wait.
And please don't try to trump my booger picking story, because that's my thing.
It's impossible.
That was my, I could have made it a 3-course meal at any point during the day.
Oh,
I know it's
stop.
Disgusting. I know. I'm sorry.
I'm getting the heebies.
Anyway, go to our Facebook page at The Stuff Podcast. And Deontay.
Yes.
As usual, I love you.
I love you too.
Hasta la vista, baby.